The last speaker for this session is Sanjun Gu. Let's welcome Sanjun.
All right, can you hear me well in the back? Okay, I'm glad to be the last speaker because I can take all the time I need it. First, I want to say that end work is pretty interesting to me. I used to be Midwest, so when I look for information, Michigan State did a really good job on Hope House economics, so I still cite their publication. It's a really good job, Adam. So. Today, what I'm going to share with you is some of the very preliminary evaluation of English cucumbers. So we did that last year in High Tunnels. Okay, so I think everybody in this room knows what is the Hope House or High Tunnel. And this is my version. Basically, it's a plastic cover structure. And so it's compared to the field situation and also the greenhouse production, it's, you know, the High Tunnels will have some intermediate control over environment. So I also want to point out that is my version of High Tunnel, you have to have an end wall, I mean side wall, really high, because that really do a lot to your, from practice to your management of environmental factors, all this stuff is important. The typical, the Hope House, if you look at the nursery industry, is really the Hope structure. And for that, you know, for that structure, sometimes if you're in a heavy snow area, you may have some chance to get the structure collapse. So that's my version, and I think that's what I use anyway. So it's a low tech and a low cost. I work with small farmers, and most small farmers cannot come out $20, $30 per square feet greenhouse. So the low tech, low cost High Tunnel is one of the options for small farms to get some profit. So High Tunnel does have a high profit potentials. And here's one High Tunnel on my farm. You see, I'm from North Carolina. We don't have a lot of snow in my area, but sometimes you did get a lot of snow. The first year I got to North Carolina, I actually had one. I was very unlucky. And what happened on Valentine's night, I guess, we got 8 inches of snow. So one of my High Tunnels collapsed. So this is the High Tunnel I use for my research on this one. And we don't talk about the multiple B High Tunnel here. You know, you all know those type. So, okay. So I'm glad to see Dr. Louis Jett is here. You know, this is some of the table he came out. So if you look at the ranking over there, it's the cucumbers number one, right? Cucumbers is very important crop for High Tunnel production. I think probably he had changed this one, but I use this one, we are a little bit, and you know, it's a very good piece of information. So really, if you look at the top five, cucumbers is number one, and personally, I love cucumbers. So it worked out well for me. And also, we did a survey in North Carolina about 2 years ago. If you look at the wording here, the tomato is number one, lettuce, pepper, and the cucumber is number four in a High Tunnel production. So cucumber had its place for the High Tunnel production. And also English cucumber, you definitely can argue with me because I'm talking about English cucumber, but I talk about a lot of varieties, not a lot of varieties, are not typically English cucumber. So I think the better term probably is stilted cucumber for High Tunnel production because you don't really want to have pollinators in your High Tunnel. Sometimes in off-season, it's really hard to get pollinators into your High Tunnel. So basically, the stiltless and burpless, and the long, slim, and thin, delicate skin. It usually it has to be seedless, and most of the varieties are all female plants. So you have a male plant in there, have flowers that are in trouble, because sometimes you get a bee in there, you pollinate, those fruit will not be really slim and straight anymore. So usually it had a better taste. And also the other type of the better, beta alpha cucumber is similar to English cucumber, but it's shorter. So this is two type I use for my research, and if you look at the price of those English cucumbers, it's pretty expensive. It's tasty, it's pretty expensive. It's wrapped in a plastic wrap. So I couldn't find my picture, so I got online, got this from Peter Jew, $1.80 for one piece. And you imagine, you know, a vine can grow so many different a large number of fruit. And you can have really good potential to make some money if you have a market, right? So this is not a type of cucumber. It's Chinese type cucumber. It's also personal carpet, but have a little spiky on them, so that the bumps over there. So those type, I don't think American people really love them, but the Chinese people do love them. So I have some varieties, but I didn't include here. I just want to know that it's not called an English cucumber, but it's also seedless. And it's perfect for production in wintertime, in China anyway. Okay, so what I want to do for this simple research is really, is, you know, to look at some of the varieties I could find to see whether they can perform well in a high tunnel situation. And At that time, I was building three new high tunnels, and I said, oh, let me try something differently this time. So we put some English cucumber. And this is North Carolina map, and this is where I am. Okay, so that's the Piedmont area. So this is if this is the USDA hardened zone map, you can see we are from 6A or 6B in that area. Okay, this is just some of the information about the trial here. Okay, so we have four varieties, Mega, Diva, five, Katrina, Socrates, and Tyria. And for those five varieties, the typical English cucumber is this one. Tyria is really long. So others probably better alpha type. So Diva is some varieties Johnny wants me to try. I said, let's include that one as well. So it's high tunnel. My high tunnel is pretty high. It's an 8 feet wall. You know, I'm pretty short, right? I cannot claim a shortest person in the world. But my technicians are pretty high, pretty tall. They asked, when they build a high tunnel, I said, what do you want? You have a 4, 5, 8 feet options. They all chose 8 feet tall, the sidewalls. So really happy you have tractors in, you do those very easily. But when it comes to trellising, that becomes some issue because it's so tall, it's really hard to get to the top of the throat. So we have a raised bed, and it's wet on black plastic. We were a little bit behind schedule because the weather, we really couldn't get the plastic on. So every time we schedule the time, the wind just had to happen. So this happened to your life too, I'm pretty sure. So we transplanted in April, and it's a CRD design with four wraps. And this time, I typically do organic study, but this one is actually the conventional study. Okay, so there's some pictures. This is the Tyria. You can see it's really sweet, very beautiful. Have a lot of female flowers on them. And this is the one in the field. You know, I love cucumbers, I told you. And you see those fruits, you should be happy, right? So I'm going to touch the results very briefly. First one is the first flower. If you look at high tunnel production, you have to be for the high tunnel cucumber anyway, you have to when is the first flower, because that's kind of a give you an estimate about how long for you from planting, transplant them in the high tunnel to harvest. So if you look at this map here, the first one is the height. When you have a first flowers, you see that this Omega actually have compared to them, it's a little bit higher in height, but there's no significant difference. And also the nodes. And when I was in college, you know, my professor told me you have to find a cucumber variety which produced really early, which means the flower, the first female flowers, is really low. So you look at anywhere for those varieties from 3.5 to 3.9. So pretty low on the vine, right? And look at the first harvest date. This is date after transplanting. There is no difference on this first flower for all the five varieties. And the first harvest date actually have some difference. So typically, you know, I show you a picture of a Chinese type cucumber. You know, when I was in college, they told me from flower to harvest, 18 days. So here you see it a little bit different. So the variety would be different. If you want to target your early market, you want to have something to produce really early. So give you some idea. For example, Katrina is kind of really slow. And I think Omega probably will be really faster. So I was I was not surprised by Tyria because it's really long, slim fruit. It tends to harvest a little bit late. For the yield, for marketable yield, I have numbers of fruit and also how many kilograms per vine and total yield. You see the numbers, 5 minutes, okay. I said I have it all the time, right? So if you look at the number for marketable fruit, there are differences among those varieties. So if you look at that, the Tyria has a less number. And I didn't tell you that this experiment was kind of a concluded very short time. So typically you can get a 20 fruit per vine, right, or more. So it looks the marketable yield, there was some difference between varieties, and total yield, no difference. Yes, it's about, for the highest one, about 2.6 kilograms. So that's about, 1 kilogram is about 2.2 pounds, right? So total yield, no difference. The number, there was some difference. So again, I was not surprised because the Tyria is a long variety, supposed to have a less number. Okay, so for marketable fruit rate, so you see those difference over there. Omega is a pretty typical beta alpha type a cucumber, has a better marketable rate. And there, when you grow the cucumbers, there are a lot of things can attribute to marketable fruit or non-marketable fruit. Our biggest challenge actually is cucumber beetle. So you see that this cucumber beetle, this striped cucumber beetle transmitted bacterial disease, right? You can eat the flowers all the way from here and later chew on those tender fruit. And if you get this one, you know, it's not marketable anymore. So if you have a cucumber beetle damage, you have a physical damage, they chewing on them, and also they transmit bacterial disease. So by end of the season, I think 75% of the plants got a cucumber beetle damage, and they died because of bacterial wilt. So if you want to do cucumber trial of a production in high tunnels, you have to find a way to control the cucumber beetles. By the way, this is our system. We do the tomato ruler hook system. We train them 1 liter. We harvest them 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's a lot of tedious work, but you get a lot of harvest. Sometimes your technician student got tired of harvesting because you got too many of them. But they're happy. So this is our preliminary conclusion. First, even Diva was recommended by the Johnny selected seeds. I think this is not really the best variety to try to use. And Katrina and Socrates and the Morcos have more non-marketable fruit. Omega is the most, was the most productive, and Tyria the least. You know, it's one season data. It really don't tell you the exactly true story. So we're doing more research this year. So this year we actually did the conventional and organic high tunnels, and we chose more varieties. And again, like I said, if you want to do high tunnel cucumber production, you have to find a way to control your cucumber beetles, especially in organic setting. In conventional setting, you probably have more options. So this is the ongoing research we're doing this year. So we did organic, we've been doing organic and conventional, and we tried insect screen organic tunnel. I'll show you a picture later. So we have 8 varieties. Some of those is not really smooth skin, like a Corinto, and also Taste Jade. It's little bumps in there, not so many of them. So it's still a really, really good variety. It's seedless, and so far I can tell you a Corinto is very, very productive. So we've been doing this for 5 months now, or more than that. So we harvest tons of fruit. So every week you got so many of them. And especially in our organic high tunnel, we use the insect netting here. And you know, this is probably a little bit too fine mesh, but that's the best we could get. And I could tell you from this organic system, with insect mesh, we have really boosted up our marketable fruit. It's really worth the investment. So we are collecting a lot of data on, of course, production and also on the microclimate as well to see if airflow will be influenced. And also we include some eggplant stuff in this tunnel. So this is how you see the vines down there. We drop them once we keep them about 13 to 15 leaves, and then we drop the vine. We remove the vine, drop the vines, keep them growing. Okay, so I think that's my last one. This is my information. If you're interested in working with, I'll get more information. And we are, and that was me, so giving a little tour to some of the farmers. All right?